Friday, October 5th, 2018. This is the Morning Mix. Morning Mix, JW here with Dave Cushing. Dave, the all-new Dave, welcome.
Hey, it's me. Hi, great to be back with you. Our good friend Christy Dilloway is in Truckee, California on a work assignment, so she passed the baton to me for this hour with you, JW.
We're glad to have you here. Always good working with you, Dave.
It's always good to be in the studio for any reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the center of kind of a life here in Park City.
Center of the universe right here on Sweet Alley.
Yeah, for sure.
Directly behind the post office.
And right on top of the liquor store.
Right on top of the liquor store.
You bet. And right next to the new murals in our beautiful China Bridge parking facility.
They are cool.
They're on every floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
I never go higher than here. I always get stopped on the whatever floor this is, the second one. But have you been up to the third and fourth floor to see those big pieces of work?
We should put a long-playing album on, and you and I can go up there right now on a field trip.
Why don't we do that, and then we'll take pictures and post it on the station's website or something.
So we've got magenta on one of the floors. We've got green on this floor. I think there's blue on another floor.
Makes
sense. But I don't know what's above either.
Speaking of blue, you know, the sky has just gotten blue. But when I was driving in from the junction today, I don't know, did you see this? Snow on 9990, snow on Jupiter. Couldn't see Bald Mountain because it was in the clouds, but I'm having a good feeling.
I saw that when I woke up this morning. It's fantastic.
You got a good view.
Yeah.
Wow. And I saw that stuff coming in because yesterday afternoon, I went out to Tooele. You ever been there?
Yes.
It's on the other side of the Ochre Mountains. Is that what they call them? Ochre? Yeah, Ochre. Yeah, I think so. And my girlfriend was taking all of her outdoor plants to her mother's because mom has a greenhouse. And we then drove from, this is so the plants don't die over the winter.
Course.
You know, yeah. And then we drove from Tooele to Lodi, rather Lehigh, sorry, so we could get down to Provo for a show last night. But the weather and the rainbows we kept encountering going down the Rush Valley and over to, it was just incredible.
Yeah.
I know. Change of season.
It's beautiful right now.
It's here. We're looking for a change of topic to music, but instead we're going to do a couple of underwriters. Or are we going to tell them about the show first?
Yeah. You got to tell them. Tell everybody who's on the show today.
We're waiting for Mike Rogers, who's the keyboard player from Mudpuddle, but there's some diversions around our town, so he could be in soon. But our main guest today is Tana Foreman, who's with the Operation Underground Railroad, which is a Salt Lake City-based organization that is working to end child sex trafficking. And this should be a very interesting discussion. And it ties in with music because they're doing a musical, it's a concert in a week or so as a fundraiser for their organization. So we'll give you all the details about that. At the bottom of the hour, we will review weekend events with you. And to end the hour, Becky Foyes from Rocky Mountain Outfitters is talking about the Sleepy Hollow wagon rides out at Soldier Hollow. Ooh, sounds spooky.
Does sound spooky. That's going to be good. Well, this is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. We shall return right after these underwriters. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Lydia from Recycle Utah. Join us for our 9th annual Harvest Festival at the High Star Ranch in Camas on October 6th from noon to 5 p.m. Celebrate our local community with food, beer, music, art, activities for kids, and of course, the famous Rotary Apple Pies.
Recycle Utah is your local nonprofit recycling drop-off center, bringing water conservation ideas to you for over 25 years, and we support KPCW.
Support for KPCW comes from Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Pub, located in Park City since 2006, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with on-site parking, kids' menu, and Squatters and Wasatch beers. Squatters, good for what ails you. Squatters.com.
This is Beth, owner of Peak Art and Frame, local sponsors of Cool Science Radio on KPCW. Locally owned and operated, Peak Art and Frame offers local artwork as well as digital printing, custom framework, and mirrors. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Dave Cushing, the all new Dave. Dave, how'd you get that name? I mean, I love your show, and I think the all new Dave show is a great name. But how did all that happen?
I came to town a few years ago, but it was the beginning of 2017 when your good buddy Lynn Ware Peak said, you want to be on the radio? Let me introduce you to the people here. And sure enough, I had a show. Then I needed a name. I didn't want to be DJ DC or that. So I thought, how about the New Dave? Because there was already Dave Christensen.
We had Diamond Dave.
Diamond Dave.
Yeah.
So I did the New Dave for a couple of weeks. And then somebody pointed out, like 3 years ago, there was somebody who was the New Dave. I said, okay. How about the All New Dave?
The All New Dave.
Yeah. And the All New Dave show. And then for the first year of it, I did a different persona each week. So I would
ask which is my, easy for you. You've got multiple personalities.
I'm all over the map, right? So one week I was downward facing Dave, guiding you through the asanas of popular music. Mm. Another week I was Davey Dugway taking you down the switchbacks of our culture. And different things until after a year, sort of established some sort of identity, I don't know, and then realized I'm a little too old for this weekly shtick. Let's just play music.
Right. Okay, good. Now, it is Friday, and that means fresh tracks. So for our listeners that aren't familiar with this whole new thing we're doing, why don't you take us through it?
Yeah, Fresh Tracks was born at a music meeting about 6 months ago when we thought, why don't we make a point of pointing out the new music that's coming into the station all the time. And Christy Dillaway really ran with this and is now tasked with coming up with a number of songs during the day. In fact, there's one at the top of every hour. She spends a lot of time scouting in the various ways that you scout for new music, by going to shows, by seeing who's on the late night programs, by seeing who's playing at festivals, by listening to the radio, by using Spotify, Pandora, and getting suggestions, and then comes up with a song for the top of every hour, and it happens every Friday. So you'll hear DJs say, all right, well, it's 11 o'clock now, and we want to kick off this Friday, 11 o'clock segment with, for example, Ruby Vell and the Soulphonics. They're from Atlanta, Georgia. And he or she will read the notes that Christie's prepared and help bring new music to the community.
Okay, well, I tell you what, we're going to play a cut now. Why don't you introduce the song?
Yeah, this is you're going to hear this at 4 o'clock, but you might not be listening then, so we'll play it for you now. This is by Sue Foley, who is a multi-award-winning musician, songwriter, and vocalist. And by age 21, she relocated to Austin, Texas, of course, and began recording for legendary Antones, the esteemed blues label and historic nightclub. That's where Stevie Ray Vaughan came up. And she plays a signature pink Paisley Fender Telecaster. So she's had a good long career, but is still putting it out. And on this track, it features Charlie Sexton. He's another Austin legend who came up through the Antones world. And a friend of mine was in that club back in the 80s, the late 80s. And this 13-year-old came up and played some ripping guitar. And he was introduced as Charlie Sexton. So that guy is still after it. And this song is called Come to Me from her new album, The Ice Queen.
And if you're a listener starting on Monday, you'll be able to request the song, because I think it's held in a special folder until Fresh Tracks Friday, and then somebody transfers it into the big database. So you'll be able to, I mean, we've got an extensive database, but now you'll be able to request this song.
Exactly.
Okay, here we go. And After this song, we will have Tana Foreman here from Operation Underground Railroad. So this is the Morning Mix on KPCW. Here's your first fresh tracks. Come to Me.
How'd you like that? Guess what? That was not Sue Foley's new track. We're going to play that for you a little bit later. A little board issue. But hey, guess what? That's a pretty good song by the record company called Rita Mae Young. Mm. So we're back with the Morning Mix.
And now joining us in the studio is Tana Foreman. Tana Foreman is with Operation Underground Railroad, an acronym known as OUR, and it is a Salt Lake City-based organization. Tana is a volunteer for them. Our OUR, Operation Underground Railroad, has gathered the world's experts in extraction operations and an anti-child trafficking effort to bring an end to child slavery. Tana, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. So tell us about Operation Underground.
Okay. So as you said, it is has gathered the world's experts in extraction operations and in anti-child trafficking efforts to bring an end to child slavery. And kind of the main focus is child sex slavery. Mm-hmm. There are about 2 million children enslaved in some sort of sex trade as we speak.
So how's the whole process start? Does a family call you and say, we're looking for our child, or you get a tip that there's an organization which is involved in this, so you go after them? Like how does this whole thing start?
OUR handles all of that. They I'm really not sure how they get their intelligence. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the jump teams are compiled of former CIA, Special Ops, Navy SEALs operatives, and their investigation is spanned worldwide. So I think some of it comes in from tips of family members. Some of it comes from the governments of the countries that they go into.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not exactly sure how they get their information as to where they're going.
Yeah, I was just wondering how the whole process starts.
Right,
that's all, you know,
right.
And it could start a number of different ways, I would assume.
Absolutely, yes.
And sex trafficking is for people of all, you're concerned with people of all ages?
Or is yes.
It, yeah, right. Okay. How did the organization get its start? How long has it been around? Who are some of the key people behind it?
So it began in 2013. And it was founded by, OUR was founded by Tim Ballard. He was originally an employee of Homeland Security in the Department of Internet Crimes Against Children. And he realized that his hands were tied by U.S. government laws when he was going on operations in other countries and found out that there was not a whole lot that could be done as a U.S. government employee. And knew that there was something more he could do. So he left his secure government job and formed this organization. And everything is always in conjunction with law enforcement throughout the world. Nothing is done by night. Nothing is done, you know, in
secret.
Let's
get to that in a little bit. But this guy, Tim Ballard, yes. Is he a native Utah? Is that why the organization's here? Or how did that come
about? He is originally from California.
Yeah.
Through a sequence of events, brought him to Utah to form the organization. He felt like this was the place to start it, had the resources to get him where he needed to be in the organization.
Are there other groups that do the same sort of work, or is this unique in the world that you know of?
As far as I know, with the sex trafficking, I think it's fairly unique. I know there are other organizations that he works with that other, you know, that do things like this. There are obviously other forms of child labor, you know, or child slavery, excuse me, in the form of labor. There's also a whole angle of organ harvesting that they're finding out and working towards ending.
Right.
Right. So yeah. You were founded in December of 2013, mm-hmm. So roughly 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of results have you had? As far as kids being rescued.
So to date, we have rescued. OUR has rescued over 1,200 children and has captured about 450 traffickers.
That's pretty
those
good.
Those are big numbers.
Yes.
Those are big numbers.
Yeah.
How much of that is in the U.S. versus other countries?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. I know you can go on their website, OURrescue.org, and the statistics are on there. There is information about different operations that they have been on, how many children were rescued in that operation, how many traffickers were apprehended,
okay.
And kind of the locations of where those were.
And when they follow the money on these traffickers, when they watch it all the way through, mm-hmm. where does it lead? Does it lead to organized crime? Does it lead to independent business people that are setting up these organizations?
So a little of all of it, yes. There, the demand, so it's a $32 billion industry, sex slavery, the sex trade, and the U.S. creates that demand. Unfortunately, the profile of mostly men who travel abroad to have sex with children are American citizens. And so that's where they follow. And this is why we have to stop it. America creates the demand.
So that global $32 billion is largely American men going, just repeat what you just said, which is astounding. American men traveling abroad.
Yes.
To have sex with children.
Yeah.
What are some of the destinations?
Anywhere and everywhere. They have been to Haiti. They have been to Colombia. They have been to Thailand. Anywhere and everywhere they can see a market for it, they're going. And that's a lot of what these operatives do, is they go in posing as, you know,
customers,
American men looking to have a sex party. And then they go in and they have all of their investigation and their setup, and they right to the end, sometimes all the way going as far as being arrested themselves.
For listeners who are listening to this conversation that would like to get involved with your organization, to volunteer, to help out in some way, what are the volunteer opportunities? How would they get in touch with you all?
So go to OURrescue.org. Mm-hmm. That is the place to get involved. There is a tab to join the fight. You can sign up as a volunteer. There are volunteer teams all over the state of Utah, as well as in several other states around the country. I know to date right now we have about 4,000 volunteers, and we need more. We need everybody involved in this, and that's how they're doing it. And that's what the volunteers do. They raise funds, they raise awareness. All this money goes towards the operations, the taking care of the children afterwards. They have aftercare set up with every rescue operation. There's a plan for aftercare for the children to be rehabilitated and reintroduced into a normal life. And
huge, huge, huge thing. And
yes.
You're having a fundraiser here pretty mm-hmm. soon, aren't mm-hmm. you?
Yep.
Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. Next Saturday, October 13th at Ecker Hill Middle School, we are having a concert, a benefit concert, and silent auction. All of the proceeds will go to OUR. So we are featuring Sammy Brew, who is a 17-year-old American songwriter, phenomenal guitar player. He's up and coming. He has an album out of Nashville with New West Records. And then our other band is Code Blue Revival. And they are a band that has been together for almost 30 years. And their cover repertoire includes songs that span three decades of classic rock.
Sammy Brew will be our musical guest next Friday,
yes.
the 12th.
Yes.
So we look forward to having
yeah.
him on. And yeah, he is a phenomenal guitar player and all of that. So again, your fundraiser, give us the date and the time and any other information about it.
Sure. Saturday, October 13th. Mm-hmm. The silent auction will begin at 6:30.
Okay.
Concert will start at 7. And tickets are $35 a piece. You can go to OURrescue.org, mm-hmm. go to events and media, and you will see it right there on their calendar. And there's a link there to get your tickets. Tickets can be ordered online.
Right. Or pay at the door.
We're hoping. Right now, just online.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Just the way that the setup is, it's ordered everything online. So,
and I see you have numerous other events and fundraisers.
All the time.
All over the country.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is interesting. In Idaho, in Las Vegas, in Virginia.
Yeah.
Right. So what's your, what do you do with the organization? Tana.
So I'm a volunteer, and our team here is called the Wasatch Back Team. We encompass Summit and Wasatch counties. And we're a volunteer team, and our goal is to raise awareness and raise funds. So, you know, we have this concert. We are present in parades and in any festivals where we can put booths up, anywhere we can get the word out.
How big is the full-time staff of this organization?
Their full-time staff is very small. Most of the money comes in from volunteers. I want to say they're right around 15 employees.
Mm-hmm. And the operatives who go out in the field, are they employees or contractors per operation, or how does that work? Do you know?
I don't know for sure. I think maybe a little of both. Mm. I know that they have, I don't know all of their operatives and who all is involved with it, but I know there's a couple of jump teams that are put together. And
unfortunately, the sex trafficking has been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
But this organ harvesting that's monetized for money, is something which is relatively new, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how new it is, but it's certainly new as far as our knowledge of it.
And it's increasing every year.
Yes.
So if you look at the extractions that you get involved in, what percentage are in the sex trafficking side and what percentage would be in the organ harvesting side?
So they figure there are about 6 billion children between sex, labor, and organ harvesting. About 2 million in the sex trade.
Okay.
2 million in organ harvesting, right around there.
All right. Well, Tana Foreman is a volunteer for OUR, the acronym, Operation Underground Railroad. They have a fundraiser next Saturday, the 13th, that's going to be at Ecker, and they're going to have live music, and you're going to have food and a silent auction, and anything else you can tell us about that event? Starts at 6:30.
Yeah. Just come out and join us. It's going to be a great night. We're excited. This is kind of our first big event as a team, and we're really excited to be hosting this. And we want everybody to come out. We want everybody to get involved. It's such a great organization. And like I said, you can go to the website to get involved. If you ever have an opportunity to listen to Tim Ballard himself speak of the operation, man, it lights a fire in you. His passion, his dedication, and his heart is just unmatched.
Okay.
So yeah, just come out and join us. It'll be a great night. We're excited. These are great, great musical acts. And
Tana, thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
and best of luck. And we look forward to having you on again.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Hey, we are going to now play that song for you, Sue Foley. It is titled "Come to Me," and it features Charlie Sexton. This is the fresh track that we wanted you all to hear.
Darling, come to the one you love.
And welcome back, everybody. It's the Morning Mix on KPCW, and I am here with Dave Cushing. Let's do the weather right now. It says it's currently 38 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios in Old Town, but that seems a little on the cool side. Dave thinks it's 42. It could be. But anyway, here is the forecast. Today, scattered showers and then sunny, although it is sunny right now. So let's hope that that continues. A high near 51 today, northwest wind around 9 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 33, northwest wind 5 to 7. Saturday, a chance of rain and snow showers before noon, and then rain showers likely. Some thunder is also possible. They're talking about a chance of precipitation at 60%. And they were talking a couple of days here of precipitation percentages in the 80 and 90% realm, but we didn't actually see it. So it's hard to say what's going to happen, so we'll just keep our eye on it. Sunday, rain and snow showers likely becoming all rain afternoon. Some thunder also possible. North wind 7 to 9 miles an hour. And because it is a three-day weekend, Columbus Day weekend, let's go to Monday. Columbus Day, slight chance of snow showers before noon, then a slight chance of rain and snow showers. And on Monday, the low will be 25 and the high will be 50 here in Park City. Add 6 to 8 degrees to all of those numbers for our friends in Heber and in Heber Valley. So that's that. We're going to cue up the harmonica music. How's that sound, Dave?
Let's get down.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, man. Come on. There's snow on the mountains.
There is.
A little up top. It's
at
good.
Artique in Camas tonight, they're holding their monthly community gathering and artist reception. This is open to everyone. It goes from 6 to 9 p.m. and is free. This month's featured artist, Tom Kelly, presenting Backroads Americana exhibit of landscapes and backroad scenes on rural highways.
The final shows of Odyssey Dance Theater's Thriller at the Egyptian Theater are tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Call the box office to see if there are any seats left, because this is a fun and frightening dance performance.
Yeah. Park City Film Series presents Eighth Grade. It's written and directed by comedian Bo Burnham. It's a film for all ages. Friday and Saturdays at 8, Sunday at 6, Jim Santee Auditorium.
The Scarecrow Festival at the Homestead Resort is a self-guided tour through dozens of uniquely decorated scarecrows. Open every day from now through Halloween. More information can be found at homesteadresort.com.
The Kohler Creamery in Midway also has a seasonal interactive activity for you and the kids. It's their Hay Maze and Pumpkin Patch every day but Sundays now through Halloween. Get more details at GoHeberValley.com.
And the Sleepy Hollow Haunted Wagon Rides start this weekend at Soldier Hollow in Midway. We'll be talking with Becky Fuse about that in a minute. The wagon rides are good for all ages, but they get progressively spookier the later in the evening that you go. Go to SleepyHollowUtah.com for tickets and more info.
You know, that was kind of a scary voice, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so do you scare easy?
Only in my dreams.
Only in your dreams, okay. The Timpanogos Valley Theater continues their run of Lend Me a Tenor, the farcical comedy, on stage tonight and tomorrow night starting at 7 p.m.
Boo, do you scare easy?
I do.
You can enjoy an outdoor screening of Hocus Pocus at the Movie in the Woods event at River's Edge Festival Park tonight, just below Jordanelle Dam from the Heber side. They advise you to bring blankets and chairs. The event description says they'll bring the movie to life in an interactive experience with lookalikes, fun trivia with prizes, scary surprises, and more. There will also be food trucks, roaming witches, and a costume contest. Tickets and information are at Take 5. No, we're at, well.
Well, they're somewhere.
They're somewhere. Go to, you can look up Movie in the Woods, Hocus Pocus.
Yeah. And before we button up Friday, let's tell you what the live music scene's happening on Friday night, tonight. Take 5, Silver Star Cafe. DJ Dolph is at the Downstairs.
Yeah. Now, Saturday looks like this. Park City Library and Park City Film Series jointly present a free film from their Books to Movie series with A Wrinkle in Time, showing at 4 o'clock at the Jim Santee Auditorium.
Mountain Town Olive Oil is offering a weekly food and wine pairing class called Next Course. It's in their new event space. This week's class, Oktoberfest themed. Find tickets and information at mountaintownoliveoil.com.
Of special interest to all you pet owners out there, possibly, St. Luke's Church in Silver Springs is holding a service of blessing for our pets as part of their celebration of the Feast of St. Francis. All pets or photos of pets can receive a priestly blessing.
There you go. And Saturday, the 9th Annual Harvest Festival happening at High Star Ranch in Camas, featuring local food, drinks, arts, kids' activities. Music scheduled for the day is Chazuro, Street Corner Boogie, and Honky Blue Tonky.
That's a Recycle Utah event. And in live music, Chris Cutts is at the Downstairs, Michelle Moonshine and Company is at the Silver Star Cafe.
And folks, finally, for Sunday, the Autumn Grounding and Great Yoga event returns from last Sunday for another day of contemplation, creative encounters, and learning opportunities at a scenic ranch homestead in Midway. Tickets and information at autumngrounding.com.
I would think so. Hey, did you ever see A Blessing of the Horses? I witnessed one in Baja, California.
Did you really?
Yeah, in this little stadium in the town of Todos Santos. Suddenly down the dirt road where we were staying, tons of families dressed in their finest and these horses. And we go, what's going on? They were going into the stadium to be blessed.
Ah.
There you go.
No, I've never heard of that before. That's pretty cool.
Right on.
We're going to go to a couple of underwriters, and when we return, Becky Fuse will be here from Rocky Mountain Outfitters, and she's going to be talking about the Sleepy Hollow wagon rides at Soldier Hollow, so stay tuned. We'll be back right after this. Do you have an old car, RV, or boat taking up space in your yard? Donate it to KPCW. You'll receive a tax credit, and we receive a donation. We'll take care of everything. Just call 435-649-9004. Thank you for your support.
Hi, Dan Dearden here, owner of Just Right Air, sponsor of KPCW programming. Just Right Air has been advising Park City area homeowners to repair, replace, and maintain their heating and air conditioning since 2004. Details at justrightair.com.
Hey, we're back on Morning Mix here on October 5th, and we are with Becky Fuse. She is in the operations area of what they call Rocky Mountain Outfitters, which is out at Soldier Hollow. That's a place where you can go ride horses, do fly fishing, other great outdoor activities. And she's here to tell us about the Sleepy Hollow wagon rides. So, hey, welcome to the studio, Becky. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, great. How long you been with Rocky Mountain Outfitters?
So I've been with them for about 6 years now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And is this a year-round operation? Because I've never heard of it, honestly.
Yeah, we go year-round. We have trails that we can use in the winter and the summer for horse rides. And the fly fishing never really gets bad on the Provo River, so we're always right.
Winter fly fishing? I'm not a fisherman, but that's astounding. So do you wear special, like, super insulated hip waders during that season?
So we just wear, you just kind of bundle up under your waders.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know the Utah weather. It's hot and cold, so dress in layers, and you're good to go for the most part.
Well, that's interesting. And
and also the weather, if you don't like it, just wait a minute, because it seems to change around here pretty quickly, doesn't it?
It does.
Yes, definitely.
And it is a lot milder out in Midway, where Soldier Hollow is. So it's kind of a cool time of year to a fun time of year, a comfortable time of year to go out and go for some of these wagon rides. Can you describe the experience for like kids? What actually happens?
Yeah, absolutely. So you go on a horse-drawn wagon, and you're on the wagon for about 25 minutes. And as you're riding, you're listening to the narrated story of the legend of Sleepy Hollow. So you're riding the wagon, you're hearing the story, and out on the course, we have pretty much everything you're hearing set up as props or as characters. So you're experiencing the legend as if you were Ichabod Crane going to the Van Tassel's party, getting chased by the Headless Horseman, running from the Woman in White, and so on. And so it's really interactive. Every year we add a little bit more to it. So this year we have a lot more riders than we have in the past. So it's pretty cool. It is quite the operation.
That's great. And what time of day does it start?
Our first wagons leave around 6, and our last ones typically leave between 9 and 9:30, depending on the night.
Right. It's all ages?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all ages. The later you go, the scarier it gets. So typically we see families come earlier in the day before it gets dark. But children 3 and under are free as well. So it's pretty affordable for families around here. As long as they can sit on laps on the wagon.
What's the admission?
Admission is $25 per person. However, if you follow us on Facebook, we pretty much always have a promo code out there, deals in various places. So you can usually find something.
So this guy that wrote The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, Washington Irving, he lived in, I think, Tarrytown, New York, which was right on the Hudson River, about 30 miles outside of New York City, just north of New York City. And I lived in this small little town called Briarcliff Manor, which was right next to Tarrytown. And so for some reason, the whole area was just pumped about this. I mean, he's written a lot of different things, but this particular it wasn't a book. It was a series of essays, a bunch of essays that made up The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. So they used to enact this all the time. And that's probably why I get scared all the time, because you know, I'd be with the family and be, you know, the sun's already gone down and we're driving and all of a sudden this headless horseman goes by on a horse or something. So, you know, they would enact that back then. It was a long time ago. I don't know if they still do it, but it was pretty scary.
Well, how many people take part in the cast and crew for your operation?
So each night we have between 15 to 20 staff. Right. And that's from the drivers to people being on the ground support, to spooks, to riders out on the course that come up to the wagons throughout the story.
Yeah.
So I think it started with probably a staff of about 5 to 10. 5 years ago, our first year, and now this year we're almost doubling that.
And what do you play a character?
So I'm up at the top. I'm kind of coordinating everybody arriving and getting on the wagons and making sure they leave at the right time, because it's all pretty, it's pretty timed out.
Yeah. So. How many outings per evening then? Or how many wagons go out?
So we'll run 5 to 6 wagons each night, and each wagon will do about every half hour they go out. So
appropriate for all ages, or is there a cutoff down it?
Honestly, we've had babies go on the wagons before, so any age really works. It just depends on how scared the kids get and if they want to come earlier when it's not as dark.
Do you operate in the rain?
Yes, we do.
Ooh.
Speaking of which, we practiced in the rain last night in that storm. That was interesting.
How was that?
Wet.
Yeah.
But now we can say we're ready for all weather at this point.
That's good. Snow, too?
Yep. It's happened before.
It's happened, hasn't it? Yeah. Wow.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. Is there anything else that we should know about this event?
I would just say people should go to sleepyhollowutah.com. That's where all of our information and tickets can be sold. And also our Facebook page if they're looking for promos and discounts, because that's where we'll post everything about that.
Becky Fuse from Rocky Mountain Outfitters, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay. So, Dave, we have another fresh track that you have loaded for us. Maybe you can tell us about this one. It is Troubadour, and it's by Scars on 45. I've never heard of that band before.
Well, they're a British alt-rock ensemble that makes a yearning melodic pop that combines the big guitar rock of Oasis with the melodic country-influenced sound of Fleetwood Mac, JW. The band was started in Yorkshire, England, when two former football mates, and I'm presuming they're talking about soccer.
Yes.
Yeah. Or football, as they call it over there. They started writing songs together when they weren't, kicking the ball around. They gained far wider attention when one of their songs was used in a 2009 episode of CSI New York. So let's hear what Scars on 45 sounds like. Here's Troubadour.
Do you trust me to press the right button?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here you go.
I'm scared, though. Boo.
Of delusion, take me for who I am. When you can turn your eyes around, I don't care what you believe in. Got no time for wrong without reason. Make no bones, boy, you're no troubadour. So what are you waiting for? I see the look in your eyes and tells me now you realize the score. Confidence I know I'm needing. If it all goes wrong, they won't find me being so heartless. Cause the stars can't shine without days of darkness. I don't care what you believe in. Got no time for wrong without reason. Make no bones, boy, you're no troubadour. So what are you waiting for? I see the look in your eyes and tells me now you realize the score.
And we are back. The Morning Mix, JW here with Dave, the all-new Dave, who is my guest co-host today. We, of course, are here for presenting live local music and events in the Wasatch back. Delighted to have you on the show this morning.
Hey, I just also want to thank, again, Becky Fuse, who was just with us. It's this Sleepy Hollow wagon ride out at Soldier Hollow. And it starts tonight, and it goes for the next two weekends, Friday and Saturday, it sounds like. And then after fall break, or during fall break, it starts on Wednesdays and goes through the 30th. So you just need to go to
SleepyHollowUtah.com.
That's it, and get the schedule. That sounds like a real fun deal for the whole family.
Tell you about the wagon ride and everything else. So since we began the program,
yes,
clouds have moved in. Some clouds.
They have.
So what do you think? And we're looking at this here. You know, you don't like the weather. Just wait a little while because things are changing. But it's still a beautiful day out there.
It's a beautiful day. You know, we have time for one more song from our Fresh Tracks Friday list that you'll be hearing a little later in the day. But let's go right into a spin on The Thrill Is Gone. This is by Chris Tone, Kingfish Ingram, who performed at this year's Utah Blues Festival down in Salt Lake. He's just 19 years old, and he's already shared stages with legendary blues musicians such as Guitar Shorty and Buddy Guy. And this guy's performed at festivals and on stages around the world, and even at the White House for First Lady Michelle Obama.
Let's end
the show listening to The Thrill Is Gone, because like the show is gone, the thrill of doing the show will leave as the song leaves.
Yeah, but hey, it's okay.
It's been good.
We'll be back next week.
True. Christy will be with you.
I also wanted to mention that we want to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill, and Wasatch Brew Pub, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties, and Park City Mountain. This is KPCW in Park City, and we want to thank you all for joining us this morning. And Dave, thank you for being a guest host with me.
Hope to see you again soon.
Oh, you will for sure, Dave. That is for sure. Here's the cover of The Thrill Is Gone, and the name of the artist is
Christone Kingfish Ingram, 19 years old.
Everybody get outside and have a great weekend.
Thrill is gone. Said the thrill is gone away. Thrill is gone. Thrill is gone away. Although you done me wrong, baby, you'll be sorry someday. Thrill is gone. Thrill is gone away from me. I said the thrill is gone. Thrill is gone away from me. Although I still live on, so lonely I'll be. Said thrill is gone. Thrill is gone away for good. I said the thrill is gone. Thrill is gone away for good. Someday I'll be over it all, baby. Just like I know a good man should. Said I'm free now. Said I'm free from your spell. Said I'm free, yeah. Said I'm free from your spell, yeah. And how it is all over, baby. All I can do is wish you well. Thrill is gone. Thrill is gone away from me. I said the thrill is gone.